Thank you.
The kids are watching Mickey Mouse downstairs.
Button hijet Mickey Mouse in yonder.
And you're going to be watching Mickey Mouse upstairs.
Og vit hijet Mickey Mouse her oppe.
Yeah. The Mexican Mickey Mouse.
Den mexikanske Mickey Mouse.
You guys know what he sounds like?
Vet du hva han gjør?
I think that was Mickey Mouse heavily influenced by Donald Duck. I'm not sure. It was, yeah. Anyways. Wow. This is going to be more fun than I thought. All right. You guys ready? How many of you like sports? Raise your hand. That's cool. Now, how many of you are actually good at sports? Raise your hand. Jan didn't raise his hand. I love sports too. I'm not necessarily good at it, but I mean, I look like I'm good at it. One of the toughest sports that I play that you have to use your whole body in is table tennis. You really have, right? You have to use your whole body. And whenever I play really good people like Jökvan, I smash him. I'm just that good.
So go over there.
You know, it's a blessing and a curse what God has given me. I've learned to grow into it. He told me it was a prophetic thing to lose to help you. Less of me and more of you. But when I was in school, I really wanted to be in sports. And I was always the smallest kid in class, but I didn't care. So I joined the basketball team.
So if for basketball holder.
What a perfect sport to a short person to play in, right? I was horrible. And it's okay. And our team somehow, despite having me on the team, we made it to the championships.
So kommer vi till finalen.
And for some reason, it was the last quarter. And one of my teammates, he got kicked off the team because he had too many fouls, it's called. So they were forced to put me in the out there.
So they were not to set me in a banana.
And they just said, Manuel,
they said to Manuel,
stay away from the ball.
Halt det vekk av bolten.
No problem, I got this. I can do this. And we were behind. I'm no kidding. This is not a movie. This is true history. We were behind. And I was free. And we were trying to shoot the ball. And no one could get a position to shoot the ball. And so I was yelling, me, me, me. I forgot I wasn't supposed to touch the ball. But they passed the ball to me. And then they started running at me, the other team. And I got scared. So I just went, just blind and dark, you know, my eyes closed, and I just threw the ball. And I made the shot. And we won. It was a great feeling. I felt victorious. Would you like that word victorious? It's great when you win something. It's great when you're able to walk around in that confidence that you're victorious, huh? And so when I read stuff in the Bible that talks about, you know, the Israelites winning battles and Jesus winning the battle against death and all that stuff. You get excited.
Especially
if you and Jesus are tight.
Selv om Jesus du har tatt livet tatt seg.
You know, you've really experienced the power and love and transformation power of Jesus.
Du opplever kraften og kærligheten og den ombrødende kraften som Jesus har.
And then you read about what Jesus has done for us in the Bible.
Og så leser du hva Jesus har gjort for oss.
That victory starts coming over. You're just like, yeah.
Så kommer sånn her vinnermentaliteten i deg.
Even the women, they get that deep voice. Yeah.
Kvinner får seg djup røttene.
No discrimination in heaven.
Det er ikke diskriminasjon i himmelen.
So when you're reading scriptures like, you know, Romans 8.
So the Bible scriptures from the Romans 8.
It says that we are more than conquerors.
At vi skulle mer enn sikre.
Do you guys know that scripture? Romans 8.
Romans 8.
It says that we are more than conquerors in him who loves us.
Vi har någon som älskar oss skulle vi mer än sikre.
Right? And I don't know about you, but when I read scripture, it does something to me.
Ta jag läser skriften så ger det något med.
It's true what the Bible says that God's word is living and active.
Det är sant att Guds ord är levande och är aktivt.
Right? But I love how it makes sure that it uses both of those words, living and active.
Det är bägge orden här, att det är levande och det är aktivt.
How many of us know somebody that's alive but is not very active?
Guds näga kan känna för som är levande men inte så aktiv.
You know what I mean? And you know the word of God is living.
Guds ord är levande.
And it's up to us to make it active in our life, in our lives. And so that is my quest in life is, okay, I want to make this word come alive.
Och det är som Elika som uppgår min liv, att ge ett ord levande.
And active in my life.
Och aktivt i min liv.
And so what helps me to say, okay, what is this word trying to tell me?
Det hjälper mig att liksom spyr mig själv och kvad röjna det ord här att säga mig.
I like to go deep into the scriptures every now and then.
Och så färger jag djupt in i ord.
And so if the word says that we're more than conquerors,
så vis ord säger vi är mer än segrande.
You know, I've seen a lot of films where, you know, there's been battles and they conquer. Is that the type of conquering the Bible is talking about?
Jag ser filmer här där strui och så vinner en och det här slår jag strui i Bibeln också.
And so the theologian that I want to be,
så den teologen som inte är vara,
I go to these theologian type books and then I read about it.
Så får jag läsa böcker och läser om det.
So that I can look smart when I talk about it.
Så kan jag se klok ut när jag talar om det.
And I love what it says about being a conqueror.
Vi älskar det om att vara segrande.
It doesn't say that we're just victorious.
Det säger inte att vi är segrande.
It says that we're superior.
Vi är övermanna.
It says that we're more than victorious.
Vi är mer än segrande.
Isn't that kind of cool? It's like we have this superpower.
Vi har så superkrafterna.
You know, you can win something.
Du kan vinna något.
But you're above that in Christ.
Men du är ovanför det i Kristus.
And the one that loves us.
Han som älskar oss.
You know, and it also says
that
we actually have control of the situation we're in.
Vi har tema halta stövna som vi är i.
That's the kind of life I want to live.
Det är livet som jag vill leva.
Even if I don't feel like I'm victorious at the time.
Schulte mir kannst du fühlen, dass ihr sich dran akkurat.
Even if I feel like an epic failure.
Kannst du fühlen, akkurat mir fühlen, dass mein störst Mistag.
I want to say no, God's word which is living and active.
So sie nei, du Guds Ohr schon lebend und aktiv.
Says that I'm more than a conqueror.
Das sie at ihr mehr als sicher.
That I have victory in this situation even when I don't feel it or see it.
At ihr have a sicher stern schon mir schulte mir fühlen, dass so da.
So that's the living part. That's what it means. So how do I make this active in my life?
Så hata ta leva under passion att du tar upp det med hur du gör det så aktivt.
And I'm sure there's loads of ways to do it, but I'm just going to share what I do. And I got inspired from a victorious story in the Bible.
Jag fick inspiration från en story i Bibeln.
And there was this king called Jehoshaphat.
Det var en kung som var Josafat.
And he was a man after God's heart.
Han var en man efter Guds hjärta.
He took the Israelites away from worshiping false gods into worshiping the true God. He was doing amazing things for God with his life and his power. But the enemy didn't like that. And so three huge armies came against little Judah, little Israel. Their military was at least 10 times more than the military that Judah had.
Så den herren som kom mot dem var minst 24 större än den herren som Juda hade.
And I like what Jehoshaphat did.
Vet du vad Jehoshaphat gjorde?
He ran to God for help.
Han ran till Gud och bad om hjälp.
Don't know what we're going to do, but God, you see what's going on here.
Vi vet vad vi ska göra med Gud, du ser.
And God said something quite amazing.
Gud han säger något helt otroligt.
Don't worry, Jehoshaphat.
It's just stura.
The battle's not yours, but it's mine.
Strui är inte tvitt till mitt.
Just go out and represent me.
Fär ut och umboa mig.
So instantly Jehoshaphat knew how he wanted to represent God.
Och Jehoshaphat visste hur han skulle umboa Gud.
So we're going to take all of our military out.
Han tog alla herren
to where the enemy's at.
Här som herrarna var.
But the ones that are going to be in the forefront.
Men det var inte frontlinjerna.
Is the praise and worship team.
Låt oss vara främst. Ta låsons team.
So everyone that was on stage here.
Att låt oss stå och se den här.
Is going to go before us.
De ska stå där framför
oss. Into battle.
Och strida.
And they're going to play and sing.
Och de ska spela och synja.
And I don't know what the people thought.
Jag vet inte vad folk tog sig.
But I was just concentrating on Jehoshaphat's response to this.
Men jag fokuserade på hur Jehoshaphat reagerade på det.
So they went out.
Så där först, ja.
They're marching to this place to go to battle.
Ta färra mot strid.
And then Jehoshaphat says, "Okay."
Så säger Jehoshaphat.
Worship team.
Let's
get our worship on.
Kom nu börja med lovsång.
And it says that as soon as they started worshiping.
Det sent så kött att börja med lovsång.
Not before.
Inte innan.
But as soon as they started worshiping.
Ut att börja med lovsång.
An angel of the Lord came.
Så kom angel Herrens.
And just wiped out that whole enemy's military. So by the time the worship team and the rest of the military got to where the enemy was at, this military that was 10 times bigger was wiped out. And it says that they took all of the, I guess the word is booty. They took all the booty. I love that word.
Ta tog alla fångar, allt som var här bant.
They took all of the weapons, all of the goods, all of the supplies and took it back to Judah with them.
Och mat och allt som var här bant tog de sig hemåt.
Just because they decided to worship God.
Bara tog de avgjorde att tillbe Gud.
And proclaimed the victory even before they had it.
Och kunde segern och inte hade han.
And they not only won. They were not only victorious, but they were more than conquerors because they got blessed from it. And they took back all the booty. Can we say that together? All the booty. I hope that's recorded. I'm going to do like a GIF, you know, where it says it over and over. No, sorry. I remember I was... In this city called San Diego in Southern California.
San Diego is over California.
And I was in this Bible school. And it was a Bible school that was helping me come off of my drug addictions.
And for
some reason this Bible school asked me to help with an event in this city called San Diego. And the event was that we were supposed to go to this huge public park and put up a big tent.
And
then we would walk and knock on all the doors of the neighbors around this park.
And
invite them to this event. Where they would get food for a week for their families. And school supplies for the kids because school was about to start. Some of the doors I knocked on. The apartments must have been, you know, 50 square meters. And there was three huge families living in these.
I mean,
at least 15 to 20 kids in some of these apartments.
Plus the parents.
It was a really poor area.
So they were far tucked away.
And we had to clean up the park.
You must rinse pasture.
Before putting up the tent. And it was where all the drug addicts would hang out and homeless people. So we had to wear thick shoes and gloves. So that we could pick up, you know, used needles and drug paraphernalia. And it was our job to clean the public bathrooms that the homeless people were living in as well.
It was
a mess. And so we put up the tent.
Vi sette tjaldet opp.
It's the first night.
Det første kvelden.
Before the event started.
Arne, alt begynte.
I don't know why, but God reminded me of the story of when the Israelites marched around what's that town called? Thank you, church. Jericho.
Så mente Herre med oss og søen at vi skal lytte den jingrunden om.
And he said he put it on my heart to just pray and walk around the tent 7 times.
Och hade jag mot just att bara be och gänga runt om det chalte chefer.
And everyone thought I was weird, but I just did it anyways. I didn't care.
Jag hade väl löje men det läs ut och gjorde lycka.
So I walked around.
Så jag gick runt.
And then on the 7th time,
och jag kände för henne.
I started yelling out my prayers.
Så be jag jag
just like in the Bible, you know, they did a and then the walls came down, right?
Och så blev det så röfte det och så fot muren.
But the tents was still there, so I fell.
Men tältet stod där.
But I really felt something happen there and I just wanted to see what was next.
Och jag följde visst ända kan hända jag bara så fram till vidare vad för nu händer.
So the event started and the first night was just for the kids.
Så det började och det första kvällen var det bara för barn.
And the worship team came on.
Lovsångsgruppen kom.
And I guess the one that was supposed to speak didn't show up.
Jag höll det att så skulle tala och kom inte.
So then they turned to me and they said, "Manuel, will you share your testimony?"
Så de vände sig till mig och sa, "Manuel, kan du dela ditt vittnesbörd?"
Okay, I wasn't prepared, but all right.
Okay, jag var förberedd, men okay.
So I shared my testimony and there was over 300 kids just sitting on the floor in front and all the parents were behind just looking at to see what we're doing.
So Eluta moved witnessbord och flera barn såg det här framme och föräldrarna såg det här efter.
And you can see the parents that were very skeptical about what we were telling their kids.
Och du kunde se att föräldrarna var väldigt skeptiska till det där som vi fortalte barnen.
And after sharing my testimony of what Jesus did in my life and took me out of my drug addiction.
Att han att ha dalt med vittnesbörd och sagt hur Jesus ledde mig bort ur narkotika.
I said that same Jesus that loves me and helped me loves you and will help you.
Och så säger jag samma Jesus som älskar mig och hjälper mig, han älskar dig och hjälper dig.
And then I said if anyone wants to have Jesus come into their heart, raise your hand.
Om någon vill ha Jesus i hjärtat, lyft handen.
And instead of some of the kids raising their hand, they decided to run and jump on me.
So Alger they ran from
they just totally came and surrounded me and I was on my knees. I couldn't get up.
De kom runt om mig, jag var knäna och slapp upp.
And they put their hand on me.
De lade sin hand på mig.
You know, and the other ones they were putting their hands on the other kids. I didn't tell them to do any of this. They just did that. And so we prayed a prayer.
Så bad de en bön.
And they said it after me.
Och de sa det efter mig.
And it was a beautiful night.
Det var vackert.
I was so touched about what God was doing.
Jag var så rörd att det var så god gjort.
And then the next day,
dagen efter,
those same families,
så det var samma familjen där.
They came,
så kom det här.
And they invited their friends.
De bjöd oss in och
And we had a mile that was more than a kilometer long of them hearing the message and getting free food.
Vi hörde en rör som var en kilometer lång som ville lusta till evangeliet och lusta budskapen och få åtgärdsmöt.
I just think that when we worship him first in any situation that we're in, something happens.
So hendenaka.
Victory is given permission to enter.
Sigrun får lov till att komma framåt.
Our battle is not against flesh and blood.
Och det strider inte mot hjärta och blod.
But it's against the spirituality. It's in the supernatural.
Det är ut i andlighet, i naturliga.
So when we claim the victory,
så tar vi kunna se
that we can't see,
och skulle vi kunna se igen,
we give it permission to come so that we can see.
Så ger hon lov till att komma.
And our God is a faithful God.
Och Gud han är trofast Gud.
Because that's just who he is.
Så är han bara.
And even when we don't feel
shoulda vitch for that
victorious
la vitch chena siren
says don't worry I am
so siren like you eat it siren
and you my son my daughter
two son the moon daughter moon
are more than conquerors
in my sikranda
because of my son who's in you
pogunda moon son som är ute här
amen we are more
vit är mer
just think about that
we are
more
More
than the situations we're in.
Mer än det stövan vi drar.
More than the upsetness that's going on with us right now.
Mer än det som går konfusion nu.
More than the chaos. More than the confusion.
Mer än kaos. Mer än förvirring.
We are more.
Vi är mer.
Matthew 6:33 says this.
Matthew 6:33 det sier.
It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness."
Søk først Guds rike og rettferdighet, herre.
And everything else will come.
Så skal alt annet være gitt dere.
So what is God telling you right now to put first?
Så hva blir Gud til nå, bare nå, å sette først?
That could be the thing that is holding you back from having that victory.
Det kan være det som holder deg atter fra å vinne.
What is that embarrassing situation that is holding you back from moving forward with God?
Hva det for en mykende støv som holder deg atter å føre fram med Gud?
What is that failure?
Hva det for en feiler?
Give it to him.
Give honor to.
I want to put you first even though it's tough.
Jag vill sätta dig först, själv om det tar först.
Even though everyone else around me thinks of me as this.
Själv om alla runt om håller mig att om mig.
You say I'm this.
Så säger du är detta.
So I'm going to step into what you say I am.
Så nu står jag inne där som du säger är.
Because you said I'm more.
Du säger är mer.
And you've never lied to me.
Du har aldrig ljugit för mig.
Because that's not your native tongue.
To teach them miles and to
that's the enemies.
His
native language is lies.
Hans mål är lögner.
So whenever you hear something that goes against what God says you are,
så då hör du något som är emot det som Gud säger du är.
That's not true.
Så är det inte sant.
No, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Whatever you want to say, you just get it away from you.
Jag måste katta runna sig så fader bostadfader.
And you step into what God is saying you are. Amen.
Amen.
You guys want to hear another victorious story?
On the secret of the server.
I got loads of them, but I'll just say a couple. I was back in America with my family.
You was av familjen där hemma.
And I've already moved to Denmark and I was doing missions work, but I was back home. My sister
Moon
and her husband, they've been trying to have a baby for some time now.
Och när de har tagit runt att finna barn.
And they already had two miscarriages.
Det var två abortar, spontana abortar.
The doctors were like, maybe you shouldn't try anymore.
Läkarna sa att Lucas som kanske att det inte skulle vilja prova.
But they really wanted to have a baby.
Men det visste inte så här barn.
And so all of a sudden she took a pregnancy test and it showed that she was pregnant again.
Så tog hon en test och då visste hon att hon var gravid.
And they were super nervous.
De var oerhört nervösa.
What if it's a miscarriage again?
Kan nu att det blir abort.
What if this hurts me this time?
Kan nu att det blir sårt.
She was really really nervous.
Hon var så nervös.
And so me and my mom.
Så jag och mamma mun.
We decided to fast and pray.
Så vi gjorde att be och fasta.
And proclaim the victory.
And
we did it for 3 days. We started on Monday. Her appointment to see if there was a baby in her was on Wednesday. And we prayed and we fasted for those 3 days. Until we got a phone call to see what was going to happen. I wouldn't share the story. There wasn't a good ending, but it was good news. We got a phone call and there was a real baby in her. I mean, it was alive and doing well.
Yeah, we fick telefon på om att det var barn och allt var livande och allt gick väl.
And she was, and even after that she was able to have another baby after that as well, and they have two kids.
Healthy.
What is God telling you to put first?
Kvärt be god te om att sätta främst.
Put it first. Let's put it first today.
Sätta först det främst idag.
And say you got this.
Så du har det.
That's it. That's all it is.
Så är fallet där.
Easier said than done.
Lättare sagt än gjort.
I feel that there's some people that have been finding their identity in their sicknesses lately.
Jag känner att det är människor som har funnit sin identitet i sin vitlag, i sin sjuka.
You're being influenced by what's going on with you in the natural.
Du blir avskräckt av det som är gånger fysiskt naturligt.
I'm here to tell you that your identity is not in your sickness.
If you see that in some light it is true to the sugar.
Your identity is in the Jesus that loves you.
To some light it is Jesus som älskar dig.
It says that you're more than a conqueror.
Och så ser du att mer än segrare.
Some people have a really bad reputation.
Några folk har eller inte rykte
with business.
Och förretning.
No one trusts you to do business with you anymore because of your reputation from your past.
Onju vil gera fratning við teg på grund av tu rykte sum tu hevur.
That's not your identity.
Tí ikki tu identitetir.
God has made you successful.
Gud hevur gjørt teg til at etnast.
Victorious.
Av er sigrandi.
More than conquerors.
Meir enn sigrandi.
Amen. Martin, would you like to come up? I'm having a good friend Martin.
Me go with Martin.
Come up and play a song for us.
Du ska spela sång för oss.
You know, I was asking my wife what should I preach about, honey? I was lost for what I should talk about this Sunday.
Is put a corner when I ska ta som. Kanske det handlar om det visst fanns det kan det vara.
She said, "What about talking about trust?"
Så som kan vi ta så om allt.
Trust and new beginnings.
All it or nucha byrjan.
I think this fits perfect with that, huh?
Det passar väl in allt här.
We need to trust what God is saying about us.
Vi måste ha all det att han Gud säger om oss.
Because he's going to do a new thing.
Du har förgena kan nytt.
And he's waiting for you to seek him first.
Och han bjuder att du söker han.
He's waiting for you to give that thing up to him.
Han bjuder att du uppgiver det, ger det till hans herre.
So he can take away that lie of an identity you've been walking in.
So that you can take so that your identity into a life we can see through in Buster.
And walk in the truth.
Och kan gänga sanningen.
That we are more than conquerors.
Och det är mer än segrande.
So I have a passage up above.
Det är just skrift här.
And you can read it in Faroese. I want to proclaim this over you. So I'm just going to read it.
This is the first one. Läs det på hans skon.
This is for you and me.
Till oss.
This is for us.
Det är till oss.
God's word.
Guds ord.
That's living.
Till levande.
Can also be active.
Det kan vara aktivt.
Are you going to proclaim this?
Ska du kunna det här?
So now I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I am convinced that his love will triumph over death, life's troubles, fallen angels, dark rulers in the heavens. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above us or beneath us. No power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Heavenly Father, we seek you first.
We search at here first.
Your righteousness.
Tuna rättvisa.
What you say about us.
Doesn't to see you mockon.
And we step into that.
Och vi står ju in det.
No longer are we going to allow ourselves to be influenced by lies.
Vi får ju longer låta oss vara avskräckta liknande.
We trust you.
Vi har all det här.
Do a new thing.
Du just not going to.
We trust you.
Lutar det.